When I woke up for the 14th day in a row in incredible pain, not able to sleep, not able to move my body the way I usually move my body, and full of frustration and disappointment and sadness, I had an epiphany. And the epiphany was that I was not living my life based on who I know I am and who I want to be. I got caught up in a bunch of the new year, new me, let's do all the things, and I hurt myself. I hurt myself physically, and I hurt myself mentally. This episode, if you feel even a little off, if you feel even a little unsettled, if there's a tiny speck of doubt about how you're setting up your year and your life, for that matter, have a listen. This episode, it's a game changer. Are you ready to speak up, stand out, and get your seat at the table? If so, you're in the right place. Welcome to Unmute Yourself, the podcast where you'll get real-life anecdotes and actionable tools for you to step into your strengths, debunk imposter syndrome, truly know your worth, and show up like you own the room every time. I'm your host, Nancy Medoff, who did the thing and followed my passion for empowering women like you to unleash that inner spark and become who you know you are meant to be. I'm a diehard foodie with a raging Skittles habit who will not stop until women everywhere unmute themselves and truly thrive at work, at home, or wherever you may be. Let's do this. Hey, Podsters, we're back and we're getting down today and talking some real talk about something that's been very top of my mind lately. And if it's top of my mind, it's usually top of your mind too. So stay with me because I'm going to take a little bit of a circular route or route, if you're from the Midwest, to get there. I want to talk to you today about authenticity. And authenticity was one of our most popular episodes. We first aired that back in November of 2022. And then because it was so popular, we aired it again in April last year. And I've been thinking a lot about the new year and goals and new year, new me energy, manifestation, who you want to be, vision boards, and all those things. And I want to make sure that all of us, myself included, are really, when we're looking at setting goals and when we're looking at what we want to do and how we want to show up in 2024, I want to make sure that we're setting goals that are aligned with who we are and who we want to be, not who we think we should be and not who we are told we should be. So, you know, I think one of the best examples I can give for you is, actually, before I get into that, I want to explain to you why, if you're watching on YouTube, or if you're watching a snippet, I am standing at my kitchen island in my Boston condo, and I'm standing because I injured myself. And I injured myself because I got a new treadmill over the holidays, and I tried it out, and I absolutely loved it. I used to be a runner many, many years ago. I did a couple marathons, and I used to love to run. I haven't run since I ran the Boston Marathon, which was, I think that was about 13 years ago. But I get on the treadmill, I jog, I walk, I do whatever, I exercise. So we got this new treadmill and I love it. And I hit it hard. And I hit it hard for 2 days in a row. And after I hit it hard, I went to a spin class on the third day. When I went to the spin class, this is all because I was caught up in the energy. It wasn't, I want to lose weight energy. It was, oh, this is who I am. I'm a runner again, and I'm a spinner, and I'm an athlete. And I got caught up in that energy, and I got on the bike, and my back hurt a little bit, and it hurt more than usual. I have a recurring back injury, and sometimes it hurts, and I just take it easy, and it's fine. But it hurt a little bit, and I kept going. And I kept going, and I ended up really, really injuring myself. I have been laid up for 2 weeks. I have not been able to really move much. I spent New Year's Eve in an incredible amount of pain. It hurts me to get in and out of a car. I had to cancel a whole bunch of plans. Luckily, I didn't have any airplane trips booked, but I have one coming up next week and I'm pretty worried about it. And the reason why I want to share this with you is because it's a lesson. It was a lesson to me. And you may recall that I declared ease as my word for 2024. And I was not being easeful. I was jamming exercise and a routine and things, jamming it into my day, going way too hard. And I believe that when you get an injury or you're sick, sometimes it's your body trying to tell you something. And I think this was a wake-up call for me that I wanted to share with you. So the wake-up call for me was, are you walking the talk with ease, or which is more authentic? I'm gonna pursue ease this year, or I'm gonna hit it hard on the treadmill 2 days in a row and then go to spin class. So which one are you, Nancy? Are you the person who is easing into this new year? Or are you the person that thinks she's 25 again and can, really pound her body on a treadmill, not stretch, by the way, not stretch, and be fine? So this was top of my mind, and this whole authenticity thing was top of my mind because of that incident. Then I was scrolling through social media, and I keep seeing all these really what to me look like inauthentic posts. And I'm not throwing shade at people who start a new year fresh. It is a fresh start and it's great, and we should all leverage that. What was bothering me was it was almost like toxic positivity. That's what I felt like it was. New year, new you, and yes, you can, and you can make this much money in this much time, and you can lose this much weight. And it was just coming at me again and again and again. And I was like, time out. Who are these people? Did they really do this? Can you really do this? Is this really what we want to be doing? And it really just got me thinking. So the other piece is, I took the month of December off, or I peeled it way, way, way back in the month of December, and I pre-recorded a lot of podcasts. And there's people that do that and people that don't. And I learned that I am not someone who does that, because I like to talk about current events, what's real, what's happening. When an idea comes to me, I'm excited about it, and I really want to talk about it. And I think that excitement comes through in the podcast. And yes, of course, we should plan things, and we can plan things. But if I'm recording something and I'm not going to air it for 6 weeks, by the time it airs, I'm over it. I've moved on. Yes, it's important and I wanted to get it out there, but I'm not as passionate about it, and it doesn't feel as authentic to me. So there are a couple of pre-recorded podcasts coming up later on this month. They're awesome. One is about goal setting and a 12-week year and how to plan your goals in 12-week increments. And then the other one is about how to get your financial house in order, which is incredibly valuable. And I'm not disparaging those podcasts. What I'm saying is, I have found over the past several weeks that I need to get back to me and who I am and how I want to show up, not how my coaches say I should show up, not how my partner says I should show up, not how my friends say I should show up, but how I know I should show up. So as you're going into this new year, I want to make sure that we're all kind of checking ourselves. So if you are in business for yourself, are you showing up for business, for your business, the way you want to, the way you set out to, the way that is aligned with who you want to be? I think probably for the most part you are, but maybe some of you aren't. There's a measurement out there, or a kind of like a metric out there for business owners. And I'm going to get to you corporate podsters in a second, but there's a measurement out there for those of us who own our own businesses. What kind of a month are you having? Are you having a $1,000 a month, a $5,000 a month, a $10,000 a month, a $30,000 a month? And I understand that that's important for some people, and that focusing on the money is very important and it's a driver. That has never worked for me. What in my sales career, in my speaking career, in my coaching career, in my podcasting career, what works for me is focusing on what I want to do and focusing on the output and not necessarily focusing on the money. And the money always comes. So I'm not saying that you shouldn't be worried about money. I'm saying that If you're structuring your business so that you can maximize and make the most amount of money that you can every month, yes, that's powerful, as long as it's how you want to be showing up. And I have talked to a lot of entrepreneurs the past couple of weeks, a lot. And we're all feeling this, you know, $30,000 months and I want to do this and I want to do that. And I think that's great. That's over 300 grand a year. And that's awesome. As long as you feel good about it. If it is shaming you, if it is pressuring you, if it is making you feel less than, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Whoever it is or whatever it is, if you're following someone, if you're part of a mastermind, whatever it is, if that's the primary focus and that's not your primary focus, it's time to take a look at who you're surrounding yourself with. For those of you who are in the corporate world, this is a reckoning and this is really powerful. There are, of course, norms, team norms in a corporate environment, cultural norms, team norms, company norms, industry norms, how you act, how you work on the team, what's rewarded, what's not, who gets promoted, who doesn't. And that's logical. That's natural. What I want to do is ask yourself, is that working for you? Are you jiving with the way the team is being run? Are you jiving with how you need to behave in order to be rewarded or recognized or promoted or be considered a member of the team who's contributing? Are you comfortable and does it feel good? Because if you're not comfortable and it doesn't feel good, that's a terrible feeling. And I've had that feeling and it sucks. I might get emotional here. If you are feeling that way, I want you to know a couple of things. One, you're not alone. Two, there's a solution, right? You're not trapped. You're not stuck. And I'm not saying that you should quit your job. I'm not saying that you should march in your boss's office. I'm saying that if you're not feeling comfortable or if something is feeling off as it relates to the expectations for you and your job or the culture or the norms, if you will, let's take a look at what's happening with you and if anything's changed with you and consider it might be time to think about how you want to be spending your time and what you want to be doing. This is a time of self-reflection, of looking at goals, of looking at planning your year. And if you're looking over the next few quarters and you're not looking forward to the team meetings, not looking forward to the annual conference, not looking forward to all of these initiatives that are coming down the pike in your company, then it's time to really consider if this is the right place for you. And I have some tools that can help you with that. Shoot me a DM. I'll get them over to you. And I have a ton of tools for you to figure all of this out in my confidence community. If you're not a member of my confidence community, it's my email that comes out every week. Absolutely boatload of tools. Anything that I provide for my private clients, I eventually send out in that newsletter. So all of this is to say, if something doesn't feel right, it's probably because you're not showing up as your authentic self. And that to me is a tragedy because when you step into who you are and who you are meant to be, you're never the same again. You will never look back ever. And that's what I want for you, for all of you. So you're not too old. It is not too late. You probably have a responsibility to provide an income for yourself and your family. And there's a way to do that. There's a way to keep doing what you're doing while also figuring out what's next for you. And I encourage you to start thinking about that because I get excited when I get a one-on-one client that wants to work with me, particularly in the corporate environment, who is feeling that way. They're feeling like it's time for me to do what's best for me. And I have a great job. I'm making a lot of money. It's a good company, but it's not the right fit for me. I get so pumped because I know what's waiting for you on the other side. And I know how easy it is to do the work and do the work while you still have your full-time job
and figure out what it is that you want to be doing and then go do that. It's available to anyone. It is available to anyone. Same thing with your, if you own your own business, you get to structure that business however you want. If you don't want to work Mondays, don't work Mondays. If you are cramming clients back to back and working late and working while you're on vacation, you didn't bet on yourself to run yourself into the ground. So let's make sure that how you're showing up is authentic with who you want to be. So that was a little bit of a rant about authenticity. To me, like attracts like, and energy attracts energy. And some of my closest friends and the women that if I'm at a party or if I actually, I can give a great example. I was at a holiday party a few years ago and there was a woman that I met and we hit it off immediately. And I knew we would be friends because she was authentic. Just made another new friend. And it's not easy to make friends when you're older. It's not. When you're younger, I mean, even in your 20s and 30s, people have lives and people have their patterns and they have their systems and they have their way of living. It's not always easy to make room for someone. Just met another new friend and I adore her because she is so incredibly authentic. So it's not something that you get. It's not something that you can work towards it, I guess. To me, authenticity is simply showing up as who you are and giving very, very little credence to what other people think. And I know that's easy to say and less easy to do. And I can also tell you that once you lose that attachment to people caring about what people think about you, you will be able to be who you are and you'll be able to be who you meant to be. Think about little kids. And I think about my little granddaughter who's so 1000% herself. She doesn't have any limiting beliefs yet. She hasn't been through bullying yet. She hasn't been through mean girls yet. She hasn't been through being told that she's too something, too loud, too bossy, too whatever. Insert any adjective. She hasn't been told that yet. So that happens as we grow older. And it's the cycle of gender bias, which is a whole nother story. It's particularly for women, what you're told when you're younger informs how you behave. You change how you behave, what you're told as you're younger informs your thoughts, which changes how you behave, which then changes how you show up, which then changes your thoughts. So it's this vicious, vicious cycle of gender bias. So if we can recognize that and understand that we're not what we've been told and that other people's opinions of you, it's none of your business. And there's a few people that are out there that say that what other people think of me is none of my business. And that's a tough pill to swallow because of course you're going to care what other people think of you, but caring about it and changing your behavior because of it, when it's something you believe in, is very different. It's very different. So the message that I wanted to make sure I get out there to you today, despite the fact that I have to stand and I can't sit, despite the fact that I did not ease for a short time there and the universe kind of kept me in check, is that you get to be whoever you want to be. You do. And you know me. You know me. I am not a woo-woo person. And I am not going to blow smoke at you because I care about you and I care about your success. What I want to make sure you understand as you're setting these goals and you're setting these intentions for the new year and you are setting yourself up for the rest of 2024 is make sure it feels good. And if it doesn't feel good, change it. You can change it anytime. Who you were is not necessarily who you are meant to be, and you get to decide. So with that, Podsters, I'm going to sign off. Before I do, I want to let you know that my one-on-one coaching, actually for Q1, it's sold out. What I am going to do is I'm going to open up Q2 early. So I'm going to put a link in the show notes. If you would like to do the thing and figure this out and step into your authentic life, I would love to help you with that. You can get on the wait list or fill out the application. It'll be an application because I'm going to open it up early, which means probably in a few weeks, I'll start really focusing on that and lining people up for that. And I think that's it, Podsters. I adore you all. Thank you for your listenership. Oh, big news. We finally have our Apple metrics and we are growing like wildfire, everyone. So thank you. Thank you for sharing the episodes. We love it. We love it. Quick check-in on your word. If you're on Spotify, there's a question. I'm going to ask you what your word is for 2024 if you want to pick one. Again, you don't want to pick one? Don't. If it doesn't feel good, you do you. And with that, peace out, Podsters. Can't wait to see you next week. And peace out. That's a wrap, Podsters. And before we go, I ask you, what's one thing from today's episode that you will use this week to unmute yourself? DM me, email me, send a smoke signal, whatever you need to do. Let me know what you're going to do differently. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone you know and leave a 5-star review on Apple. This helps me spread our message of empowerment to more people worldwide. Let's do this.